ABC News. I'm Daria Almbinger. Former President Trump and Vice President Harris will meet on stage tonight in the ABC News presidential debate.
The rules of this debate include mics will only be open when it's the candidate's turn to speak. That is very consequential for Vice President Harris. Her team believes that this rule benefits Donald Trump by making him appear more restrained because he won't be able to constantly interrupt his opponent. And Vice President Harris herself, she also thrives when she's able to play that role of a prosecutor and question her opponent.
ABC Selena Wang in Philadelphia. A hurricane watch is in effect for New Orleans as Tropical Storm Francine barrels toward the Louisiana coast with 65-mile-per-hour wind. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he'll press ahead with requiring proof of citizenship to register to vote as part of a bill which would avoid a partial government shutdown on October 1st. Stocks closed mixed today. This is ABC News. A Southern California mom is facing charges for the death of her 3-year-old daughter inside a hot car. The nonprofit Kids and Cars says at least 31 children have died in hot cars so far this year. It's the dawn of yet another era of spaceflight.
Minutes after lifting off from Kennedy Space Center.
SpaceX. Nominal orbit insertion.
Captain SpaceX.
During its 5-day mission, the Polaris Dawn will attempt the highest orbit with a space capsule since NASA's Gemini era. As the crew capsule was racing skyward, the Falcon rocket that pushed it there was in a controlled fall. And then
the stage one vehicle has touched down.
The rocket will be cleaned up and refueled for a future SpaceX flight. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In an open letter to the public, Starbucks' new CEO says he plans to focus on improving service and reestablishing stores as gathering places. Brian Nichols says he gets a sense from employees and customers that the company's drifted from its core. Daria Almbinger, ABC News.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing Lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. And this summer, get excited for the grand opening of the Artisan Retail Shop. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present the Jamie Mockovic Sporting Goods Collection Auction. With over 40 guns, tons of ammunition, and a huge selection of sporting goods and equipment, you wouldn't believe the hunting items, scopes, fishing equipment, mounts, antlers, and even a Harley-Davidson motorcycle for sale at this auction. This is a live auction only. This auction is Friday, September 20th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info and a complete listing at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Scattered showers during the overnight, low 57. Abundant sun and warmth tomorrow is a high of 85. Clear and calm tomorrow night with a low of 55. And hot and sunny on Thursday with a high of 87. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the south at 2 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 69 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Heartbreak turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver oak 1998. Drinking cabin solo, solo in the cab of my truck. I thought about taking it back to the store, cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already here. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Heartbreak turned into broke up. Me in the evening,
listen close to how she feels. She needs to know I need her, and heaven knows I always will. 'Cause she loves me every single day and night, and she says we are everything that's good in her life. She says she loves me more than anything on earth, and that's almost as much as I love her. She likes to lay down on me, rest her head on my chest, and softly whisper to me what she won't share with anyone else. And there's a sweetness in her laughter when it's just the two of us. And I try so hard to capture every little thing she does. 'Cause she loves me every single day and night, and she says we are every. In the morning,
I ride tonight beside the Rio Grande, thinking of my cowboy far away. Like me, are you riding out through the desert sand? Are you humming to your hummer like I'm singing to my bay? That band from Bozeman played in town tonight, and I wore a yellow ribbon in my hair. Down the fort, I'll be waiting here. Is there a full moon in Baghdad like there is in Santa Fe? When you look up to heaven, can you see the Milky Way? Just like George Strait. straight. Your finals jacket and your hat hang right beside my bed. Your boots sit silent on the floor, lonely as they wane. Daddy talks about his tour in Vietnam. He says, Semper Fi and carry on. On our flag and liberty. And if you see that Hanoi Jane, kick her butt for me. Is there a full moon in Baghdad like there is in Santa Fe? When you look up to heaven, can you see the Milky Way?
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Again, everyone, and welcome to High School Sports on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Tonight we have a great local matchup from the SWAL. Riverdale is battling Boscobel in area volleyball. The match is coming up here on the radio following our pre-match show. We'll take a look at some other events going on in Southwest Wisconsin and a talk with Coach Jesse Kinney of Riverdale straight ahead.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
This is the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show. There's high school soccer this evening. Richland Center is playing at Lodi and Sugar River at River Valley among the area matches. In volleyball, it's a busy night in the Ridge and Valley. Ithaca, Weston, and Seneca are at DeSoto for a quad this evening. And at Kickapoo High School, the Panthers host Lafarge Youth Initiative North Crawford and Wazika Steuben. In other volleyball matchups, GET is at Viroqua, Westfield at Wisconsin Dells, Edgewood at Baraboo. It's also action tonight in the SWAL featuring Cuba City at Fenimore, Darlington at Iowa Grant, Mineral Point at Southwestern, and coming up here on the radio, the Boscobel Bulldogs take on the Riverdale Chieftains. Abby Stimson is the coach of Boscobel. The team graduated a lot of talent from last year's club, and they're looking at getting back on track here as they begin the SWAL season this evening. Our pregame show continues in just a moment.
Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative's internet has gotten incredibly faster. Get an extra kick in your internet performance with speeds up to 100 millibytes. Call us for telephone, higher speed internet, and digital television packages. For reliable telecommunication services with support from local technicians you can trust, contact Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative at 537-2461.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
We do a lot to keep the young people we care about safe and healthy. We encourage them to wear their seatbelt and use a helmet when riding a bike, skateboard, or ATV. Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25. It's important to be there for them and influence their choices. Encourage young people to make one choice, not to use substances, and encourage parents to say no to underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Riverdale coach Jesse Kinney is our guest. Jesse, have you had a good start to the season with Riverdale?
We have. We always head to the Labor Day tournament in Wisconsin Dells, which we see some pretty good competition, a lot of D2, D1, and some solid D3 teams. And so we ended up 2-5 coming out of that, but all of our losses were three-set losses, you know, 23-25, 13-15, third set. So we're ahead of where we were last year, and that's all that we are looking for. So we're moving in the right direction.
Are you a little less experienced than at this time last year?
You know, we're really not. We lost three seniors last year. I've got four returning this year with a solid group of sophomores that are now juniors from last year. So we have a decent amount of experience, and I think that year definitely gave them some time to grow and a little bit more confidence, because that was the biggest surprising thing was just, I feel like on the court awareness and the just volleyball IQ has increased from last year just from that experience.
That's great. And then you look at this year, who are your leaders on this year's club then?
You know, it's funny. We are pretty deep all across the board. So they've done a really superb job at like understanding that your night is not every night. And thank goodness we have people in every position that can come in and take care of jobs when somebody might be off. So I've got a solid group of four seniors that lead the way, two senior setters. But then, I mean, we've got returning Zuri and Kira set last year. And then I've got Kennedy coming back at libero. And then we've switched up some positioning. So now Macy's not a middle. She's an outside. But it's nice. We have height. We never used to have that consistently. So we've got all these kids and these couple sophomores that are pulled up that are sitting at 5'10", that are just, they're all sponges right now. So we're pretty deep, and I think it'd be hard to nail down that we really ride on one person's back right now. It's kind of a really nice balanced attack across the whole board for our team. So I'm hoping we can keep it that way so it's tough to defend.
Riverdale coach Jesse Kinney, our guest on the pregame show.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Chieftains coach Jesse Kinney is our guest. Jesse, it's always an event when you play basketball in any sport, isn't it?
It is. I mean, although I do feel like no matter how any season is going for either squad, everybody rises to the occasion and plays their best when you play your rival just down the road. So we are anticipating a battle because just that's what the nature of the beast is. But that's what makes it exciting. And I feel like we've been waiting weeks to play this opener for conference. So everybody is kind of nervous and excited and just ready to get the season rolling.
How does the conference look? Who will be the teams to beat?
Well, Cuba, of course, is sitting at the top. Got to see one of their matches. They did get one in last week against Mineral Point that was able to watch. So Mineral Point's right there with them. Those will be like the top two squads. And then after that, I mean, Iowa Grant is pretty solid, but I know they have an injury that's going to affect them. And Southwestern's returning some people, but it's going to be really interesting. I feel like there was a lot of key players on specific teams lost over the over the last season. So I do think Cuba and Mineral Point will be the teams to beat. But after that, I feel like it'll be a battle for everybody.
Do you have good numbers for Riverdale Volleyball this year?
We do. We are sitting at like 33, 34 kids. So we have three solid teams and actually kind of growing numbers, which is great, but also creates an issue when they're all in the same class. And many are the same position. So it's pushing our volleyball knowledge, IQ, out-of-season involvement, all of that stuff, which is great for the program right now. We're heading where we want to be.
And as far as injuries, are you pretty healthy getting into the match this week?
Yeah, for the most part. I feel like we've had some nagging things, but nothing that's taking anybody out of playing necessarily. But we also have played it really safe with we've sat a couple people at some scrimmages and some other things just to make sure that, you know, sore ankles, sore wrists, sore shoulders, all those things are taken care of. Because although volleyball goes fast, it is pretty grueling once you hit that season. So we're just trying to make sure that we keep everybody healthy. And, you know, homework has started now, too. So that sleep is a major issue for all of my kids. So we're really just trying to make sure we stay healthy, get the kids rest, and rest them as we can. So if there's match nights that we can kind of rest some of those regular six rotation players, we're going to give them some breaks.
All right, Jesse. Well, good luck as you start the conference season this week.
Thanks so much, Phil.
Riverdale Volleyball Coach Jesse Kinney on the pregame show.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Boscobel High School, hello everyone. Welcome to tonight's featured match, Riverdale and Boscobel. We're going to get an early start on this one, and that's, I think, one thing to keep in mind now with volleyball in the SWAL and in the Southwest Conference, all starting their matches, their JV matches, at 5:30, and that makes quite a difference. Tonight in the Riverdale JV swept Boscobel 3-0, and so it got done just after 6 o'clock, basically. So we are ready to get to the varsity a little earlier tonight. I think part of that was especially volleyball matches in which you go five sets. Definitely it does get to be late. We had one the other night with Richland Center and Dodgeville, and even though the JV got done fairly soon, that still was a late night, you know, 9:30 or so by the time you get done. So trying to move it up a little bit, start earlier, and that's a good thing. Tonight, Boscobel Bulldogs, as you mentioned, coached by first-year head coach Abby Stimson. They were involved in the Great River Sprawl, a that to start the season, the 24-team tournament. Richland Center was also there. Richland Center, one of the teams that defeated Boscobel. They also played Cumberland, Onalaska, Westby, Bangor, and Ashland. I mentioned Ashland, and then Iowa Grant as well. So a busy tournament, and that gets them ready for the SWAL. But as Coach Kinney mentioned, it seems like this is a late start to the conference season, September 10th, and then you look ahead, you're starting WIAA tournament play in a little over a month. So it is an action-packed season, especially in the conference year as they get it started this evening. We'll have more coming up from Boscobel High School after these words. This is high school volleyball from Boscobel tonight on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
Years you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Welcome back to Boscobel, Riverdale, and the Bulldogs warming up here for tonight's action. And Swall volleyball right around the bend. Lots of sophomores and juniors for these teams playing tonight. And for Riverdale, just a little bit older of a class, as they have primarily juniors and seniors, with the exception of a couple of sophomores who are on the varsity this year, Bailey Harris and Emily Goplett. Boscobel does have a freshman on its roster, Tessa Martin, who may see some time tonight, and a sophomore, Kylie Peterson. But otherwise, Bulldogs, a couple of senior captains, Kenna Wallen and Abby Peterson this year, the junior Maya Baumeister and Jory Zimple as well, along with Addison Browns. For the Riverdale Chieftains, seniors include Kennedy Cooey and Zuri Dennis, Kira Prohaska, and Chloe Franklin, among the senior leaders this year for the Chieftains. Keys this year, certainly, for Riverdale is just getting a little bit more experience. As Jesse mentioned, they do have some really good height this year, and I think getting set for that and getting, you know, good, strong net play. And for Boscobel, just kind of learning. I had a nice conversation with their coach, Abby Stimson, and she said that basically they're just trying to not commit errors. That's the big thing. Make the other team miss. And when you're serving and everything, try to put it in play. And that's kind of the concentration for a team, just trying to kind of find its spot and maybe kind of getting used to players playing in a different position than they did last year. That's kind of the whole goal here this year. Coming in with a record of 0-4 in the tournament that Riverdale was a part of, the Chieftains looking to kind of get on the winning track here tonight. And after this evening, they'll have a busy schedule with a game at home against Fenimore. In fact, the home opener on Thursday at Riverdale Schools. They'll also host Cuba City and Mineral Point next week. So a short trip to Boscobel and then three straight conference matches for Riverdale. Follow this one here this evening. For Boscobel, they're at Mineral Point, and they'll host Darlington next week before traveling to Iowa Grant. We'll have more in a moment from Boscobel High School. Riverdale and Boscobel getting set to serve it up in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain? Knee pain that won't go away? Maybe even facing a knee replacement? Plantar fasciitis? Foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
Roof!
What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's Great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Dale Chieftains. Number one, an outside hitter, junior Allie Goplin. Number two, a defensive specialist and a libero player, Kennedy Cooey. She is a senior. Number three, middle hitter, and that is a junior Lily Barr wearing number three. Number four is Zuri Dennis, who is a senior setter for the Chieftains. Number nine is Kira Prohaska. She is a senior setter. And Gretchen Buchholz, a junior middle hitter. And number 14 is junior Macy McKay, will start on the outside for the Riverdale Chieftains. Coached by Jesse Kinney. J. Agency is helped out by Chelsea Clark and Heather Horton as well. Now for the hosting Boscobel Bulldogs. Number one is Abby Peterson. She is a senior. Number six, Kylie Johnson, a sophomore. Number eight is Jory Zimple, and she is a junior. She'll be starting the front row. Kenna Wallen, who is a senior. Number nine. Number 16, Addison Rounds, a junior. Number 20, Jerrianne Muldrum, a sophomore. Number 23 is Maya Baumeister, a junior. Boscobel coached by Abby Stimson, assisted by Gina Swigum. And here we go. Both teams getting out to the floor. The officials will check over the numbers, make sure everybody is in the proper order, in the right spot. Like Boscobel will start with its libero player in, and for Riverdale, looks like they have everybody in place. Libero player Kennedy Cooey takes her place out on the back row as well for the Riverdale Chieftains. Chieftains in the dark uniforms tonight, almost a black uniform. Boscobel in the home red with black lettering. Whistle will sound, and we're set to serve it up here tonight on WRCO. Start time of 6:40 this evening. Here we go. First serve belongs to Boscobel. It's going to be taken by Riverdale in the back row. Pass to the front left. Dennis is going to bring it over. Fielded now by Boscobel. Johnson to the left side. Shot by Wallen. And it is in. Kenna Wallen gets the first point of the ball game, and Boscobel keeps it served. Back to do the honors. Kylie Johnson. Chopmore will get the whistle. Now steps up. And here's the serve. Fielded back row by the Chieftains. Pass to the left side. They'll work at the Cooey, and she'll bring it in for the back row. Boscobel sets it. Johnson again. They're going on the back row. Shot by Wallen. Driven over. Partially blocked by Riverdale. And Dennis returns it over. Here goes a set again to the left. Wallen dumps it in. Diving play Riverdale. They'll hit it out of bounds. And Boscobel leads 2-0. Boscobel playing well. They're really having some success going to that left side with the sets from Johnson. Kylie with the serve, fielded by Zuri Dennis, brings it back to the middle, and the Chieftains get a set from Prohaska, driven over by Dennis. Boscobel works it again. Wall inside, she'll dump it in, and Boscobel leads 3-0. Wallen getting a couple of points in a row and assisted on that far side with a nice play. So back to do the honors. Again, will be Kylie Johnson. Good start here for the Bulldogs. There's the serve. Fielded by Cooey. Pass to the front line. There's the shot by McKay. Takes it over the left-hand wall and free balls it back to Riverdale. And now Riverdale setting it up. Driving it over there is Goplin. Ball to the left side now set in the middle. Shot by Boscobel. Blocked by Riverdale. And down it goes. Block kill. And the Chieftains are on the board. Lily Barr makes the play at the front line. Bill Barr gets the ball back to Riverdale for side out. And Mason McKay will serve. Left side, the ball is out of bounds, and that's the point for Boscobel. 4-1, Bulldogs lead. So for the Bulldogs, getting set to serve will be Jerrianne Muldrum. Jerrianne gets the whistle, and here's the serve. Pulls it near side, Goplin fields it. Dennis gives it to the backside. McKay drives it over the top, fielded by the Bulldogs. They'll set it again for Wallace. Shot blocked straight up. Nice job. Back it goes to the far side after a block by Prohaska. Ball to the left side for Riverdale. They'll set it, and a hit by Goplin is long and out of bounds. That'll make it 5-1, Boscobel. Bulldogs continuing on a roll here early on. Sophomore Jerrianne Muldrum with the whistle, and here's the serve. Short, and it's in for an eight. Hey, Boscobel off to a great start here tonight. That makes it 6-1, and Muldrum will continue to serve. Stepping up, and now here's the serve, and it's low, and it'll be a point for Riverdale and a side out for the Chieftains. Back to serve for Riverdale, number three, Lily Barr, into the game. Gretchen Buchholz back in the front row, and here is Barr with a jump serve. That one sails to the back row, played by Boscobel. They'll set it right wall and hit the antenna on the way over, and that's a Riverdale point. That makes it 6-3. Chieftains with Barr. starting all the way back at the Boscobel stage. And now here's the approach. Line drives it. Fielded there by Boscobel. Dug on the right side by Baumeister. Hit over the top and down by Jory Zimple. And Boscobel gets the side out. Zimple with the kill. Boscobel with three kills so far to its credit. Through the first 7 points. 7-3, they lead the Chieftains. Kenna Wallen will serve. Kenna starts back row. Here's the run-up. Line drive. Kuwait fields it. Set right side. Zuri Dennis takes it over. Drops it in. And yes, nice play. It was Wallen trying to get a pancake save on it. Could not. So Dennis gets Riverdale side out. And she is back to serve. Zuri Dennis. Senior steps up, line drive serve, fielded back row by Wallen. There comes the set by Johnson. Shot is wide and down the line, intended for the back row. Addison Rounds just missed. And it comes back now to Riverdale for another serve. 7-5, Chieftains within two. Dennis with the serve and fielded by Wallen. Played by Johnson to the left side. That one hit the rafters on a high set and caroms down. And it's a Riverdale point. 7-6. Chieftains looking to tie it since the first time since it was 0-0. Dennis with the serve. Fielded by Wallen. Johnson sets it. Shot over the top. Nice play by Rounds. Riverdale works on it. Ball blocked back by Barr. Right to the right side. Buchholz. And down it goes. Gretchen Buchholz put a charge into one. 7-7. Timeout. Boscobel. You're listening to High School Volleyball from the Swall here in Boscobel on WRCO and WRCO.com.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing Lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. And this summer, get excited for the grand opening of the Artisan Retail Shop. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
Volley just ending here. Boscobel has called for a lift, and the Riverdale Chieftains jump ahead 8-7, their first lead of the ballgame. Here's the serve. Set left side by Johnson. Punched back by Goplin. Back row. Boscobel gets it front and drives it over. Cooey, Dennis, and then Buchholz drives it down. Oh, great save by Wallen. Left side, Boscobel gets it over. Peterson with a good hit. Left side is going to be for Riverdale. Set for Goplin. Drives it over. Fielded now by the Bulldogs. Again, left side, Simple. Drives it back row. Riverdale. Cooey to Dennis, and then punched over that time by Prohaska. Boscobel works it from the back row. Driving it over is Baumeister. Left side, Riverdale. Driving it into Goplin's arm. She drives it in. Boscobel left side working, and Peterson couldn't avoid the block and hit the net. And that'll make it a lead of 9-7 for the Chieftains. So Riverdale on a good roll now. They have scored six in a row. Dennis with the serve. Boscobel sets it. Johnson brings it near side. Good angle there. Taking it over is Rounds. And Riverdale. Oh, nice recovery. Back row. Almost down, but played by Cooey. Boscobel punches it over. Peterson to Dennis. And now Riverdale with Cooey drives it to the back row. Wallen, Johnson back to Wallen. And she'll hit the net and won't make it over on hit number three. 10-7 Riverdale here in the opener of SWAL Conference Volleyball tonight. Live from Boscobel. Here's the serve by Zuri Dennis. Fielded by Boscobel, and they can't get it over. It hit the ceiling and drops down. Dennis's serve would have been probably right on the line, but too close to let it go. So that makes it 11-7. Zuri with the ace tonight tries again. Wallen hits the dig. Johnson saves it. Now driving it to Zimple. She'll get it over. Played by McKay. Now Cooey. Riverdale takes it over on a good hit by Prohaska. Boscoville tries it, rounds from the middle, drives back row. Cooey, Riverdale near side. Gaplin drives it over and out of bounds. Good shot by Allie Gaplin, just missed. Boscoville back in business with a side out now. That makes it 11-8. Serving for the Bulldogs, Addison rounds. And here's her serve. It's no, and net serve. And the Chieftains get it right back. That makes it 12-8 here in the first. Serving for Riverdale. Number one, junior Allie Gaplin. Allie with the approach. There's the serve. Fielded now by the Bulldogs and recovered. Baumeister drives it over. Dewey to Dennis. Shot by Peterson. Oh, great block there by Peterson, but they're going to say Boscobel was in the net. Abby Peterson got a good block out of, I think, another one of her teammates might have hooked the net. So the Chieftains jump up 13-8 here in the opener. Gaplin will serve again. Angles it near side. Wallace can't make the play. That'll be an ace for Riverdale. They go up 14-8. Good serve by Riverdale's Allie Gaplin. They'll try again. Here's the serve. Floats it over. Fielded near side by Boscobel. A little confusion, and they'll collide as the ball drops in there, and it's 15-8 in favor of Riverdale. Gaplin back to the stage. Here's the run-up and the jump serve. Fielded back line by Baumeister. Ball right side and now taken left to Cooey for Riverdale. Back to Dennis in the middle. And McKay takes it out of bounds. Long hit. And it's a point for Boscobel. 59 to score. Bulldogs within six. And they will get a side out. Couple of jumps. And there's the serve. Ball goes left side. Riverdale collides a little bit, and the ball falls in. Boscobel, 2 points in a row. They've got double digits now. And they will try again. That makes it 15-10. Bulldogs continue with the serve. There's a drive to the far side. McKay digs it. Dennis keeps it alive. Macy gets it over. Fielded now left side by Rounds. And Wallen gets it over. Riverdale tries again. McKay with the left hand dumps it in and went under the line in the process. That'll be a Boscobel point. That makes it 15-11. Bulldogs within four here in the opening set. Baumeister with a long serve. Riverdale leaves it go, and wisely so. It's out of bounds. That'll be a point for the Chieftains and a side out as they lead 16-11. Lily Barr returns to Riverdale's front row. Here's the serve, fielded by Boscobel. Baumeister to Johnson. Round sets it over. Back row, Buchholz. Now Dennis. Shot is over to the left side there by Parr, and it drops in. Good play by Pohaska in the front as well. That makes it 17-11. Riverdale back in the advantage. Here's the serve for Riverdale. Dug by Boscobel. Rounds brings it to the middle. Baumeister rainbows it over. Zuri Dennis. With a short pass to Prohaska, back to the middle, dumped in. And a good hit by Lily Barr, and Riverdale makes it a 7-point lead, 18-11, and Boscobel will take another timeout. Timeout Bulldogs. Riverdale leads 18-11 in the opening set of high school volleyball from WRCO Radio Sports.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Welcome back to Boscobel. Phil Lee with you on a Tuesday night. After the match, we'll have to see what Henry has in his icebox. Probably not much. Maybe some old carp and pickled pig's feet. We're back to action. There's the serve. Riverdale with a long serve and out of bounds. Buchholz shot the line and missed, and Boscobel gets the ball back in its court. 18-12, side out Boscobel. Serving is Abby Peterson. Abby with a line drive serve, fielded by Cooey in the back row. Dennis sets it now. Here's Barr taking a shot and missing. Two in a row for Boscobel now, 18-13. They're within five. Abby Peterson will get the serve. Here's the approach, and the line drive serve just a bit out of bounds. Dewey watched it as far as she could, and it wound up a little bit long. So side out Riverdale, they're back up by six in a 19-13 lead. Here's the serve by Riverdale. Fielded now by Peterson. Pass to the left side. Shot by Wallen. Back row, Riverdale. Nice play there by Goplin. Up to the middle and driving it down is Lily Barr. Riverdale with a strong offense that time. That makes it 20-13. And Lily Barr with the kill. Serving for the Chieftains. In is Prohaska, and it's fielded by Boscobel. Left side, punched over by Baumeister. There's Dennis. Setting it back is going to be Goplin, and then Dennis hits it into the net. That gives Boscobel a point, and that makes it 20-14 here in the opener. Bulldogs will serve. Kylie Johnson, Bulldogs setter, in business with the serve. Nice take by Cooley, and three ball blocked down by Boscobel. Addison Rounds was right there to crank it down, and that makes it 20-15. Bulldogs within 5 points now. Boscobel's first block kill. Here goes the serve by the Bulldogs. Fielded now by Goplin and to Dennis. Back it goes to Cooey, drives it over. Boscobel fields it right to Johnson and then Rounds tries it. Got it through. Down it goes. Two in a row for Addison Rounds. And that makes it 20-16. Boscobel within 4 points. Kylie Johnson will get the whistle. Steps up to the line and serves it to Riverdale. Cooey, now it's going to be played right side by Prohaska, and Macy McKay knocks it over. Somebody was in the net. And that makes it a 20-17 game. Boscobel within 3 points now. They early on led this one 6-1. Now back in business, here's the serve. Dennis gets the dig. There's the set to McKay. She'll take a shot. Got it down. Through the attempted block of Wallen and Rounds, and the Bulldogs give the serve up. Riverdale leads by four. They're within four of going out, 21-17. Macy McKay will serve, and that one is long. Out of bounds. Boscobel stays in the ballgame, a 21-18 score, and the Bulldogs will have the side out. Darianne Muldrum will serve for the Bulldogs. Dory Zimple back in the front row, and here's the serve. Cut off on the right side. A carry or a lift is called on the Chieftains. And that will give the Bulldogs a point. They're within two now at 21-19 here in the opener. Hotly contested opening set at Boscobel. Here's the serve. Fielded by McKay. There's a quick set. Shot by the Chieftains. Blocked by Round. Dennis, nice play. Gets it back over. Again, played by Zimple. Left side shot by the Bulldogs, cut up by McKay, set by Goplin. Dennis, a shot blocked by Rounds. And it's a one-point set, 21-20 here in the opener. Addison Rounds having a big night here in the opening set. Serving for the Bulldogs, Darianne Muldrum once again gets the whistle. Darianne is back. Here's the serve, pulls it near side. Fielded by Goplin. She'll get it right back. Floats it over. Now played by Wallen. Back to the left side. Wallen gets it over. The Chiefs pounce on it. Free ball back by Boscobel. Pounce down again. Down it goes for Riverdale. Lily Barr got the hit. That ball was just kind of in limbo for a little bit. And the Bulldogs give the serve up. Riverdale gets the point. It is 22-20. Serving is Riverdale, and here's the serve by Barr, fielded by Rounds, and now it goes back to Wallen down the line, and it is in or out. Oh, it's in. Nice shot by Boscobel. They're back within a point, 22-21, the score. So some great teamwork there for the Bulldogs. Kenna Wallen and Addison Rounds. Here comes the serve. For Kenna Wallen, the run-up and a line drive far side. Dennis fields it, bumps it to the roof, and out of bounds it goes. We're tied. 22-21, Jesse Kinney and Riverdale takes timeout. Bulldogs have come all the way back to even the score. We'll be right back with more from set one in a moment. WRCO and WRCO.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be, too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Bulldogs have tightened things up now. We're back to even, 22 apiece.